Howdy neighbors, welcome to coverage from the 2013 National Association of Farm Broadcasters annual meeting in Kansas City, Missouri. We'll over the next couple of days be talking to a lot of folks involved in agriculture about a variety of topics. Today, we've got along with us Brian Daugherty, who's Senior Market Advisor for Stewart Peterson. They're a nationwide consulting firm when it comes to marketing services and commodity analysis. And we had the opportunity to talk with Stewart about both some short-term and long-term issues. Brian, let's talk a little bit about maybe short-term and then maybe some longer-term things regarding commodity markets and our financial markets, really kind of tied together as well. But on the short-term, we're dealing, it seems like, with the reality that we've got some very big crops, some of our spring planted crops, especially corn and soybeans.
Sure. You're going to look at, let's start with corn. Record corn production this year. Yield for many farmers was better than anticipated, and consequently you take the carryout number, which is the leftover figure after you take all of your supply and subtract your demand, and that's approaching 2 billion bushels. And so to give you some relative compass to work with, that's more than double a year ago. Consequently, prices are about half of what they were a year ago, and the market is viewing the current supply as very adequate. That can change, but right now it's adequate. The consequence of adequate supply is more likely sideways or lower trade activity as fall wears on into early winter, and maybe some price recovery into winter, but chances of a significant rally are going to have to come on the heels of some type of supply issue, southern hemisphere weather, or planting conditions in our home base here in the USA.
Historically speaking, on the corn crop, is it a little surprising to see the fundamentals change this quickly in like really one growing season?
Not necessarily. It's a matter of simple math. When you plant 95 million acres of corn and push the yield higher, you're going to increase supply from the supply side. When you look at the demand side, when you run $7, $8 corn out there, it's going to curb demand. So your basic economic laws come right into play, and the ability with today's technology, its genetics, seed, better farmers, better tillage practices, the ability to rebound quickly is not a surprise. We argued all year that farmers need to be pretty conscientious of the idea that corn could trade down to $4 or run to $8 or $10. And we just didn't see anything really come underneath that market to run it up, but we certainly got good enough weather to run it down.
The $7, $8 corn, was that a big reason that we saw Brazil come strongly, more strongly than ever before into the corn market?
Absolutely. Money talks, and when there's profits, it's human nature to push the throttle forward and continue to do what you're doing that's making money until proven otherwise. When there's an economic incentive, it talks.
Our part of the world very interested in the corn market because of the livestock feed implications. Producers, I know that whether you're talking about chickens, pork, or beef, feeling a lot better with $4 corn versus $7 or $8 corn. They still are, though, talking about what they consider unfair competition from the RFS.
Well, they can talk about it, but the fact of the matter is we're producing more corn than ever before, and prices are lower. Cost of production for producers is higher. So we are in a new era of corn production and corn usage, and everything from our perspective revolves around some sort of pivot point. Usually it's the cost of production. Now, I've always said the market doesn't care necessarily about your cost of production, but it will care about, as a whole, the cost to produce a crop. And when there's profits above that, you're going to increase supply. When prices move below that level, eventually you're going to use more supply and consequently probably not produce as much. The feed users have gotten a real break this year. They had some weather events that could have been dramatic, or saw weather events for the corn crop that could have been dramatic, and the market seemed to dodge those bullets, and that's healthy. It's healthy in the long run for corn producers because we need to give the livestock producers a year where they can buy at a lower level. Look at the livestock markets, cattle, hogs, up considerably since midsummer. Corn prices down considerably since midsummer. So it's a good break for the livestock producers, and in the long run, it's healthy for the corn production side of it as well.
For the soybean guys, another big crop, and it seems like we continue to have a pretty substantial demand for this for most of the beans that we've got as well.
There's a great undercurrent of demand worldwide for beans, bean oil, and consequently you're seeing record crops, and it can't meet the demand. You look at beans at $13, the U.S. stocks usage number is now at 5.2% after the last USDA report. That's one of the lowest levels ever. So we're producing big crops, but we're selling it. We sold a lot of beans so far to date. 44% of our bean production goes into the export market. China's been just a strong buyer. For a decade, we think the USDA spent time 10 years ago, 10 to 20 years ago, overestimating China demand, and they've been underestimating. Record production of the Southern Hemisphere, and still you've got $13 beans. You've got large stocks on the world numbers, but that's projections based on Southern Hemisphere crops coming through. Now it's a matter of weather being good enough with expanded acres to produce that crop. When you increase acres, we saw it in corn last year, that doesn't mean you're necessarily going to have more production.
Right. Big picture, as far as, you know, looking out ahead, what are the things that our agricultural producers, whether you're talking about a farmer or a rancher, what do they need to really be paying attention to that could have dramatic impacts on their ability to stay in business?
Well, they can pay attention to a lot of things, but first I think they need to look inward at themselves. Corn producers this year who didn't sell ahead or didn't take any defensive posturing are really starting to feel the effects and the reality of $4 corn. And especially if they came up a little short in production, because not everybody had better than expected yields this year. So consequently, look inward and ask, what can I do, whether it's 6 months in advance, a year in advance, what can I do as a professional in an industry, what can I do to beef up my tools to make me a better marketer? That's what we believe separates good farmers from great farmers, is the marketing side of it. So first of all, If you're behind that eight ball, either take the time and effort to learn your marketing tools. It's no different than going to any other tool in your toolbox. Know what they are and when they can use them. Maybe more importantly, who can you talk to about it? Now, if you don't want to do that, then hire somebody to do it, because they'll spend the time and energy and effort. And, of course, there's no guarantee of the results, but it's like a well-coached football team. You keep doing things right, eventually you're going to win quarters and halves and games, and maybe seasons and championships. But if you sit on the sidelines, sooner or later, you're going to get run over.
Regarding the economy overall, are we, we've got a lot of unknowns with the Affordable Care Act, with the budget negotiations going on right now that will extend well into 2014, it looks like right now. How many of these things could really hammer agriculture potentially?
Well, here's the downside right now. With so much uncertainty with the Affordable Health Care Act, with the budget, it's one thing after another in Washington. Agriculture is not going to get a sympathetic year and has not for the last year. It's just one of those scenarios where everybody sees $8 corn, but they don't recognize that not everybody sells $8 corn. Livestock producers have a real opportunity this year to lock in $4 corn. But the point I'm trying to make here is simply that Washington doesn't have, I don't think, the urgency, the leverage, the need to put agriculture front and center. There's too many other big problems. And like most things in government, it's not pre-planning. It's not taking a step forward. It's reacting to events after they occur. So 2 or 3 years of grain producers losing money will grab somebody's attention and the representatives. But for right now, it's unfortunate that agriculture is on the back burner. And when you start talking about budgets, you know, the first area you're going to look is an area that's not one that's urgent. And unfortunately, that's agriculture.